Time for a Finally Friday conversation. It's 9:35. Jess Dittmer is here with us from the Music on the River Committee. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
Welcome back, by the way.
Thank you.
I think one of the best parts about being in Tomahawk is summertime, and one of the best parts about summertime in Tomahawk is Music on the River. It has just become a fantastic event. People come from a long way away. I think the best part about it is all the boats on the water.
Yes. Honestly, I try to count the boats every week, and then I lose track. I'm gonna have to count using my toes. That's how many boats sometimes we have, and it is great to see those boats using that waterway. Beautiful.
And you need other people's toes and fingers to help with the count on some big nights because, it's packed. If you want to come by boat, you better get there early and find a spot on shore because it fills up really fast along the shoreline. And then there are people are anchored out in the out back farther into the river too. It's just a fantastic event. How long has Music on the River been around here, Jess?
Well, actually, this is going to be our 17th year.
Is it really?
Yeah, believe it or not. And I want to say you guys have been around 40 years, so yeah. We're hoping we can make it that long.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you look at other things in the community. Ski show's been around now, I think, like 64 years. So we're just looking up to those people and those other communities or community events that we hope we're around as long as they are, too.
One of the things I've noticed over the years with Music on the River is the talent has improved year after year. It started off with a year where it'd be mostly local bands, and then you'd have one big band from somewhere in the state. Now these big bands are basically headlining every single week.
Yeah, we are so fortunate that I think, you know, we started out very small, and we've grown, and we've committed to making a relationship with some of these bands that are kind of growing with us. And some of those bands we're having back this year, like Hip Pocket is a huge favorite in the area. Ember is really making a show stop on the scene, the music scene around the central Wisconsin, Midwest area into Minnesota. They're going to be kicking it off on June 19th with your guys' cookout.
When you got a rockin' band with a very, very good female lead singer, that is an awesome combination.
Yes, I honestly have to admit I am a sucker for a good female lead in a band. But we also have some great male leads with Jerry Schmidt Band. Yep. That's a country band. Copperbox, they started with us back in 2008, and they've been making appearances throughout the years. They're coming back for our July 3rd show. Locally, we've found some new local talent that I'm very excited about this year with the Tamaracks. They're going to be July 10th, and actually there's two local boys that front that band. One is Drew Boulder. He's the lead guitarist, lead singer, and then their drummer, Seth, actually lives three doors down from me, and he's been drumming on that kit since he's been about 10 or 11 years old. We've been hearing him in the neighborhood for a lot of years, so that's exciting.
That's awesome, because local guys that get to play on this band stage, that's got to be a huge thing for them.
Yeah.
It's a huge thing for the big guys, too. Jimmy Vagley from the Jimmies.
Yes.
They were a repeat. I've gotten to talk to Jimmy on the side away from Music on the River in the past. And we got to talking about traveling around the Midwest and the state of Wisconsin. He still says one of his very favorite gigs is coming to Tomahawk for Music on the River. He says when the horn guys get out on the pontoon boat, he says that's the best show of the year for them a lot of times. And so that's... The Jimmies have won the biggest awards that the state of Wisconsin gives out to musicians. And to say that Tomahawk is one of their favorites, that says a lot.
Yeah, it does. And like I said, we've built up a relationship with a lot of these bands, and a lot of them have been contacting me now through the years, which has been making my job a lot easier. Because like they say, we have the best view. We have the view of the river.
Right.
You guys are looking at our ugly mugs for 2 hours, but thank goodness we're talented musicians and you guys come and see us.
Yeah, so the word gets around in the musical community. They're saying, yeah, if you get a chance to play Tomahawk, do it.
Yes.
That's a really cool thing, too. As far as the talent goes, it costs a lot of money to put some of these bands up there, and the budget has got to be getting bigger every year just to keep up with what these guys are getting. Gas costs more for these bands. They got to tour around and pack everything up, and the time for all the people in the band. So the budget has been going up with the bands, which means your budget has to go up, too.
Yes, our budget has gone up a bit, quite a bit, actually, over the years, but thankful for our sponsors like you guys here at WJJQ, Tomahawk Pharmacy, Cerny's Greenhouse, Crossbridge Community Bank, the Star Foundation, and Jeff and Gail Arnold are our big corporate sponsors or executive sponsors. But we do bring in what we call, we have birdhouses throughout the park where we have free will donations, and people have been generous that way. And speaking of donations, we actually have a new donation option this year that we're kicking off. It's through Zephy. It's actually a website that works with nonprofits. We're going to have QR codes on our website and at the show, and you can scan the QR code. You'll go to the Zephy website. You can pay either PayPal, credit card. It gives more options than just PayPal, and it will send you that tax donation receipt, because we are a nonprofit. We are not funded by the city. We are not funded by the chamber. We are strictly funded through donations.
Do you have any idea about the breakdown? All the big sponsors, of course, kicking in huge money. But as far as those birdhouses and those collections just from folks, people come to the picnic when we're there that first night. They just want to give us money because they want to see this thing keep going. No, it's all free. No, I want to make sure this keeps going. There's a birdhouse right over there. What's the breakdown of that as far as the private stuff that comes into the birdhouses? Is it a huge chunk? Is it a quarter? Is it 20%, 10%?
Probably,
what is it?
Probably, yeah. I would say probably about 10%. Somebody mentioned to me one time, it'd be like, oh, if everybody at the park just put in a dollar, we'd probably pay for the band. And I was like, we might meet 2,000 or 3,000 people at the park to put in a dollar. So that's just a rough estimate of what these bands are starting off as.
Hey, we got room. We'd love to have Kenny Chesney come and play sometime. We got a lot of room in the park to put that many people in. But no, but the talent level is fantastic, and I think we're very lucky here in Tomahawk to have this. Why did you decide to get involved with this committee and be a part of the planning process,
well,
Jess?
Honestly, Eric Grile and I, his parents, Rod and Marcy Grile, were part of the founding members. And over the years, those founding members have decided to truly enjoy retirement and grandkids and so on. So we have some younger members that have come in. Well, I wouldn't say I'm one of the younger members, but we became involved because we wanted to make sure that this stuck around in the community for years to come. I personally have always been a music lover. I cannot whistle. I can not carry a tune, but I enjoy some good live music. I like to say, if I go see a band and I get goosebumps, I'm probably going to talk to him about Tomahawk Music on the River.
So you're all, when you're out and about, you're always looking too.
And
you get cold calls saying, you know what, we play some music. I heard you got a good deal going up in Tomahawk. You got any openings this year?
Yeah. So what I do is we do have bands reach out to us, and I'm always happy to listen to people's recommendations. I always just ask if you can shoot me a list of where they're going to be in the area, or if they have a website or a Facebook or some kind of show listing, I'll try and go see them. I try to always see a band before we book them. I always like to see how they interact with the audience. Like somebody that we have that was a local boy, that when I first saw Billy Bronsted, I was like, this kid enjoys what he's doing.
Yeah.
And the crowd is going to see that, and they're going to enjoy that.
And it's a local kid up on stage.
Yes.
It's a good mix. Speaking of mixes, the eclectic mix of talent that we have every year, from rock and roll to pop to country to folk music. We've had bluegrass folks too, right?
Yes.
The eclectic mix, that's got to be a hard thing to do, to come up with that kind of mix every year.
Yeah, it is. And that's one thing that I try to do. I don't want to have, you know, the same cover band doing the same set list every week. Some people probably may not notice that, but that's one of the things that I try to do. I try to mix everything up. Like we talked about the women lead singers. So like Ember's got a woman lead, and then the next week we have Jerry Schmidt, who's a male lead. Copperbox has a female and male lead. Tamarax is, you know, Drew from Tomahawk. We got Billy. Santee and Sons actually has a female lead. And then Hip Pocket, well, you know, they got female, male lead.
Yeah.
And then horn section.
It's everything. And what a great way to wind it up with. Hip Pocket's the last group, right?
Yes.
That's a great way to send off Music on the River for this year. As far as the planning committee goes, are you guys looking for volunteer help? Is the committee set? Can you always use some fresh ideas? What about that?
Right now we have about 8 members. We like to keep it somewhat small.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own talents. We have Jim, who is retired. He meets the bands for us when they come in. I'm in charge of kind of booking the bands. Everybody has their talent that they bring to the committee. But if there's anybody that truly is interested in volunteering their time during the summer, and we only really meet a couple times a year, you know, we don't meet every week. It's, right. You know, and like the 6 weeks, you know, not all the members are going to be there. We try to all make it. But yeah, if somebody's really interested in volunteering, they can always contact me through the website email, tomahawkmusicontheriver@gmail, or my phone number is also listed on the posters around town. They can shoot me a message, text, phone call, 715-612-1299.
So as folks from the Tomahawk area go out and about in the state and they do different things, see different places, attend different events, if they see a group that say, wow, these people are good, we should bring them to Tomahawk, they should have your number handy.
Yes.
Good deal.
Yep.
I had something else in mind here. Oh, as far as the weather's concerned, on days when there's bad weather, now we're looking ahead at the Wednesday forecast. It doesn't look all that great, but it could change a lot between now and Wednesday. Thank goodness we have Sarah Park to go to if yes. It ever rains. So I've never been to the every time I've ever been to Music on the River, it's been nice. And so I'm going to try to get there every single week this year. I don't have as many excuses now as for missing as I used to have. But I'm going to try to get there every single week. So when it rains, we go to Sarah Park.
Correct. So with weather, we try to call it before about 2:30, 3 o'clock, because these bands need time to set up. They got a lot of equipment. We'll reach out to you guys here at WJJQ is a way to find out if we've moved it to Sarah Park. Our Facebook page is another good reference. And we just put up a website this year, tomahawkmusicontheriver.com. Okay. We'll have postings there if we need to move it.
So how does that bump bingo out of the way then, or is it bingo and music at the same time?
No, actually the bingo hall is in the front area, and we set up in the hockey arena, which can be kind of fun for the bands, because we had a band a couple years back, the Whiskey Bells, and we ended up at Sarah Park, and they're like, well, geez, this is our first arena concert. Aren't we getting up there?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's something for their resume, right?
Right.
Now, this Wednesday, we're going to kick it all off at the park at Memorial Park, and we're going to keep our fingers crossed weather cooperates, because we're going to have some grills going. And for the folks here at the Big Q, I think I speak for all of us, this is one of our favorite days. We love our home show weekend when we can get in front of all the folks. But when we're sitting there behind the tables handing out free food, everybody is smiling at us. We don't always get smiles at the home show. People bring their stuff to the home show sometimes and share it with us, but we always get smiles when we're handing out food. So I hope we get to continue doing that for an awful long time, too. Brats, we're going to have brats and hot dogs and chips and soda and water, and it's just a great way to start off. Are there any other plans like that for any of the weeks? I know there's been ice cream, there's been popcorn nights.
Yeah.
And if there are other people that might want to get involved with this, are you looking for more like food kind of ideas?
So we try to make everything free to the community, like you guys putting the cookout on is free. I believe Remax is going to have popcorn. I can't remember which night. I think it might be July 10th.
Okay.
They're going to come and hand out popcorn. June 26th is going to be kind of a sponsor night. Crossbridge Community Bank is going to be there. They'll probably be handing out some kind of koozies or something like that. But yeah, if there's any other community organizations that want to reach out, they can reach out to me. We like to set it up so that we don't have conflicting people in the park.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. And as far as business help, you've got some great business sponsors here, but any other businesses in town that want to continue to see this grow and get bigger, is there more room for business sponsorship?
There's always going to be more room for business sponsors. And as I said earlier, this, we truly are a nonprofit. All donations are tax, you know, you talk to your tax man and he's hopefully going to get it figured out for you. Maybe he might tell you to donate a little more.
You never know. Yeah, especially if he's a music fan. Exactly.
Yeah.
Or he or she is a music fan. So Music on the River kicks off this week. Now, I can imagine back when this all started 17 years ago, the bands were maybe, I'll bet there weren't many $1,000 night bands 17 years ago, but now many of them are up well into the thousands, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 to get some of these bands here. So the money is very much needed. So anybody else that wants to participate that way, you guys do a great job publicizing, and thank you amazing for all those people that back you up.
Yeah, we couldn't be more grateful for this Tomahawk community. I mean, really, I grew up here, and you look around, and everybody is always willing to help out each other when it's needed.
Yeah. It's just a great part of being in Tomahawk. It's Music on the River, and it's back. Is there any here's the other thing. I'm going to be real honest with you. I always think Music on the River ends way too soon. I'm thinking at the last week in July that we have a band up there. What's the last date?
The last date actually is July 31st, and nobody's really noticed, but we did sneak in an extra another week. We have seven shows
this year.
Seven instead of six because of the leap year.
Okay. Oh, that's the reason, but it's probably budget related. What more money comes in, we might be able to expand this to 8 weeks, 9 weeks, because we got a lot of summer left in August and the first part of September.
Yeah. And you know, with that too, there's other communities that have started programs like this. I mean, obviously, I want you to be here on the Wednesdays that we have it, but there are other communities that start a little later and go a little later.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely budget and time. It starts to get a little darker, you know, near the end of August. And like I said, we want to keep it going.
Understood. Yeah.
If we can keep it to six or seven shows and we can grow, great. But as I always say, we want to kind of have the crowd wanting more.
Yeah, that's one of the first things they taught us at DJ school was end your show by letting them want more tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good point. I got to remember that lesson more often. Jess, anything else about Music on the River before I let you go? Thank you. I got to say thank you so much for doing this. I love live music. I am so happy to be back here in Lincoln County. I got really excited. I'll be honest with you. When Gus Kaler made the announcement about all the bands coming to Gazebo Nights in Merrill, when I heard Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys, yeah, we both goosebumps. Yeah, it's awesome to be in Lincoln County in the summertime, all year round for that matter, but especially in the summertime, and Music on the River is just one of the great parts of it. Thanks for doing what you're doing for Tomahawk, because Wednesday nights are packed around here in Tomahawk. We have traffic situations in Tomahawk on Wednesdays. Between bingo and Music on the River, we got a lot of folks in town. Thank you for doing that for us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Jess Dittmar from the Music on the River Committee here this morning. And again, Wednesday, what time does the show start on Wednesday?
The show on Wednesday actually is going to start at 6, and I just want to make a note, our special July 3rd, we'll start early at 5:30 and end at 7:30.
Yeah, music and water skiing on the water on that night on July 3rd. That's going to be a huge night. 4th of July on the 3rd of July, it's going to be one of the biggest ever here in Tomahawk.
Yeah.
So can't wait for that, too. Jess, thank you very much.